Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. I also want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com, because when you go to that website, not only can we connect and you tell me, you know, the type of guests that you want us to have on or your feedback about what a guest did for you, but I also want you to sign up for our free newsletter, because when you sign up for the newsletter, folks, I am going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques to help you to get over your challenges. Now, I want to tell you, too, that I have tested and used these same techniques for myself in these videos. And that helped me to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, divorce. I was given 30 minutes to live. I had a near-death experience. All kinds of challenges that I went through are in these videos of what I did to get through that. And you get to meet my puppies, by the way, in those videos too. So go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and send me an email and say hi and sign up for the newsletter. Now, Christopher, my friend, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have to tell you, we had some pretty good news happen here yesterday. And I have had a lot of emails. I had to do a lot of canceling of some meetings the last couple of weeks. I think I told you, Chris, that we had one of our daughters, we had a scare with her.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she had to go in for surgery. She had a baby 4 months ago, and she had developed these lumps on her thyroid, and she was having health problems, and she had to go in and have a procedure, and she had to have them removed and tested. So we found out yesterday they are non-cancer. So our daughter's healthy, and they have tested her thyroid that she is going to be okay. So that was a huge stress on our shoulders as a family. And parents, and you know, with a new baby, so we're very, very relieved. So that's our news. So we're doing the happy dance here. So we're having a big barbecue on the weekend to celebrate with our family. So you know, you take little things for granted sometimes, eh? But when it comes down to your health, that's what it comes down to being most important.
Well, I think that's a great story, and I also think it shows a mother's love for her daughter, and I can relate in a different kind of way. But okay. I can understand. Yeah, I'm being a parent, and as I grow as a parent, I completely understand what it's like to get scared about something, and anything that can go wrong can be very, very scary. And then when the outcome is positive, and I'll share a very short story with you.
Yeah,
I was doing a live broadcast at a local dealership here in Westerly, and I also had Hayden with me for the day, and he's very, very fast. So he was going to work with Daddy, and I was doing my live broadcast on the radio, and he was right next to me, and he ran, and it's on a busy highway, but he was right next to me, and he ran into the showroom while I was talking to somebody, literally a millisecond, and he ran into the showroom, and I felt like my whole stomach dropped.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, where, you know what I mean? Where is he? And that moment of relief when I looked into the showroom and there he was, sweat's pouring off my face. And I can relate to the feeling that you have when you find out everything's okay with your daughter. Yeah. And it's like, whew, you know?
Oh, totally. Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, you know me, Chris, and listeners, you've heard me talk about this, that I'm very sensitive. And, you know, when Christopher's sitting there and he's loading himself with sugar, I can feel dizzy here at my end. Right, Christopher?
But I don't know what you're talking about.
But, you know, with my kids, I'm really, really close, and our dogs. And when my daughter was having this procedure, I was at their house, my husband and I, looking after our two grandchildren, and I was feeling my daughter's neck that when she was having the procedure, and I'm thinking, oh, she's not going to feel too good when she comes home. And as she got closer, I was feeling it more. So, you know, I'm really close to my kids, and I kept saying, you know, I really do not feel it's anything serious, but it is good always, always, folks, to get lumps checked, because you just never do know. And, so, you know, it got checked, and, it was great. So, you know, when she phoned me and said, you know, I got the results, I just intuitively knew she was going to be okay. But when you hear the words, she's okay, I started crying, and she's crying, and my husband's crying. So yeah, it's been a very dehydrating week for us this week, but you know what I'm talking about.
So. No, I can relate. I think all parents can relate. And it's just the love bond is so strong between parent and child. It really is.
It is, yeah. And, you know, even, you know, your babies, they grow up. And I'm sure, you know, you're going to have some more things happen with Hayden, you know, as he gets older. Because, you know, our daughter's in her 20s now, her mid-20s. So it just never ends as a parent. Just got to say that to you, Christopher. So hang on to your hat, my friend.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm really excited about today's show. We have got our friend Jeanette Hunter back with us. And we're going to talk about Feng Shui. We're going to talk about Feng Shui in a new space. And Christopher, you've got a beautiful, amazing new office space there for the radio station.
And you describe it so well, but you have to see it in person, Sue.
I know. I'm hoping to come down there soon. We've got like still a lot going on here, but we do have to get a date booked for sure to come down, because I do want to get down. And you know that Jeanette's going to be asking you all about your garbage cans, if they're emptied or not, right?
That's the talk of the day.
I know it is. So, but before we bring her on, how will we give a book away today?
Sounds like a good thing to do.
Okay, perfect. Well, folks, we are going to give away to the first caller who calls into the station My Life Story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is my personal story of all the challenges that I went through in my life and how I got through them, and meeting Mr. Wright, my husband Ross, the one you hear me talk about a lot, who snores, you know, with his, you know, who's my best friend, and you, many of you have met him down there in Rhode Island. And so the first caller, call in, and then you can learn more about me. So, Christopher, do you want to share the number with everybody?
Yes, everybody listen carefully and write it down in the dust on your dashboard if you're driving.
Yeah, it's,
no, don't do it that way. But no, it's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819, and the first caller will get Soar Above It All by Sue London.
And I should add, now, do they have to come into the station? Are you going to mail it out?
Well, if they're anywhere within like a close driving area, I would definitely recommend coming to the station behind Perks and Corks here in Westerly, overlooking the beautiful Pawcatuck River.
And of course, if you go in, I want y'all to email me and tell me if the garbage cans are emptied and if it's clean and if it's feng shui'd, as you're going to learn today.
You don't take my word for it?
Well, you know what? I'm betting you're probably having a can of Coke or pop right now and a bag of chips, right?
There are no bag of chips, just a can of Coke.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I'm depending on all of our beautiful, healthy restaurant owners down there to bring in their menu takeouts to Christopher so we could all support him in his journey of healthy eating, or support me, should I say? Anyways, this is a whole other story, so we could go on and on, but let's let everyone know about Jeanette. If you have not heard Jeanette is an amazing, amazing girl. I love her so dearly. She's made such a huge difference in my life. She's going to talk about feng shui in your new space, and she works with my husband and I personally every year. In fact, just this afternoon, I have booked her for our next year's consultation. So she is my guru and my miracle maker. Now, if you want to book her for treatment, you want to learn more about her, go to her website, fengshuiwithjeanette.com. So without any further delay, my friend, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Sue, and hello to Chris as well.
Well, hello there, Jeanette. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, so Jeanette, ask him the question about the garbage cans.
Well,
I know you've been waiting. You've been dying to do this.
I trust Chris wholly that these garbage cans have been emptied. I understand, Chris, you are now in a new space, and that's fabulous. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And I have to, you know what, it's not that I was fibbing to you, but we have, let me see, one, two, three garbage cans at the station, and two of them are empty, and I'm peeking around the corner, and one of them's halfway full, so I didn't want you to think I lied to you, but I didn't see it, though, when you asked me the first time.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Chris.
Yes, had to let you know.
We have to tell everybody, Jeanette, gosh, is this what, the third or fourth time you've been on the show with us?
Something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun with you, and we really love to tease Christopher. And folks, if you have not heard other shows with Jeanette and us, go to transformationtalkradio.com, meet the guest, put in Jeanette Hunter, and you will hear the other shows, the other segments we have done with her. She's so knowledgeable, and we do love to tease Christopher. So we can't make this show any different, can we, Jeanette?
Absolutely not.
Oh, boy.
On that note, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we come back. Jeanette, I'm going to get you to tell everybody who maybe isn't familiar with Feng Shui what it is, and then we'll start into talking about Feng Shui in your new space. Sound
Perfect.
Good? Okay,
Perfect.
So
yes.
Folks, get your paper and pens ready, because you're going to learn a lot of great information today from Jeanette. And when we come back, like I mentioned, Jeanette is going to tell you what Feng Shui is and how you can Feng Shui your new space. And I do want to encourage you all to call in, because this is the lady who can give you the answers. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions to us on the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. That's transformationtalkradio.com. So we'll take that quick break, and so stay tuned and get your paper and pen ready, and then we'll be right back after the short break.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is my amazing friend, my wonderful miracle lady, my feng shui guru, Jeanette Hunter, and our topic is feng shui in a new space. Now, before we begin, Jeanette, just filling you with lots of information, Christopher, I understand we have a winner of Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities. Who's our winner?
Yes, we do. She's a loyal listener of the station and a high school friend. And she called in and she said, Chris, I've been hearing about this book every single week on Sue London's show. And she's been shy about calling. But she finally made the leap and dialed all the digits. And she said, Chris, I want that book. And it's Stacy from North End Suds, located on 39 Pierce Street in Westerly, which is, by the way, where we do all of our laundry too. So
nice. Well, Stacy, you're going to have to call in one day or email me and tell us what the real Christopher was like in the younger years.
Oh, no.
Well, congratulations, Stacy. That's wonderful. And how you said a laundromat company?
It's North End Suds.
Well, I'm sure that we can give some techniques or tips for her business as well for the feng shui today.
There you go.
That's great. Okay, so congratulations, Stacy. And I'm serious. Email me. Let me know about Christopher. Now, okay, so let's get started. Jeanette, tell everybody who may not know, first of all, what feng shui is. What is it?
Feng shui is focused on the proper circulation of the energy in our environment. And I think the best way to describe it is when I refer to an acupuncturist that promotes a healthy circulation throughout the physical body.
Okay.
The relation between the home environment and the body are both very similar. They both provide a sense of well-being. So what we do is we look at how we can harness the chi, the energy, the circulation into the home, and then to circulate it throughout so that we're feeling wonderful in our space.
And, you know, how long have you been working with Ross and I? Is it 3 years, 4 years? I feel like I've known you forever.
It's been a while. I don't want to say it that way because it may sound like it's been really long, but it.
Yeah, but you know what?
But it has. It's been about 4 years, close to 4 years, I think.
I think so. And you know, like, why I'm sharing that, because I knew a little bit about feng shui by, you know, the books like Feng Shui for Dummies, and I would kind of do my own thing, what I thought was right. But when I met you and you came in our house and you pointed things out, it just was a huge adventure and it's never stopped. And I can tell everybody listening that since I have been working with Jeanette, I mean, I said earlier, I've already got her book to come in and do the feng shui in our space, in our home and in our offices for February of next year already. That's how much I believe in this. And my husband and I have both seen big positive changes. So really, you know, look into working with someone, and especially Jeanette. I have to brag about you. I think you're the best. So,
well, thank you very much, Sue.
You know, that's where I stand now. We want to talk today about Feng Shui in a new space. And Jeanette has worked with us. Folks, if you've been a regular listener, you have heard that over the last year, my husband and I were building a brand new house. And, you know, our guru, Jeanette, was with us every step of the way in helping us to make choices and decisions. Let's talk now about, you know, before you actually move into a house, what can you do?
Well, before we even find the ideal home, we need to look for the home. And, you know, for a feng shui practitioner, the most important step to take is to look at the environment that you'd be buying a home or building a home. Is it safe environment? Okay. We can talk about that later, what that means. And also, is the land form supportive, you know? And that's basic observations that can be assessed by just looking at the surroundings. So once that space has been located and you feel very comfortable with your space, then we need to, say the home is already built, we need to go into the home and we need to establish a good foundation. Okay. And we do that by establishing with intent for each space of your home.
Okay. And, you know, and we did that too.
We bring in all these boxes into a new home and you're not even sure, you know, who's going to sleep where. And sometimes it hasn't been decided before you've moved in. Mm-hmm. And so that needs to be established, and that makes things definitely much easier and smoother in the process.
Mm-hmm. Now, can I add something in there with you saying that? When you did that process with Ross and I, and folks, I'm going to use Ross and I as examples to help you understand this more. When you worked with Ross and I, you took our birthdays and our best locations, correct?
That is correct.
And then,
part of the feng shui assessment is understanding your personal element and your personal directions. And we all have those. We all have four directions that support us in different areas of our life. Mm-hmm. And then we focus on those spaces. So, for example, as Ross and yourself each have an office in your home, to decide who was going to get which office, we assess the best direction for each of you, which one you'd feel best supported in, and that's how we came to our decision.
Right, and what I liked about that was we did that with Jeanette before we moved in, because we were buying all new furniture for this home. We came into this house as new empty nesters, and our kids, the last one that was home, was getting a lot of our furniture. She's a lucky girl, and luckier for us, we got all new furniture. So the size of the rooms were different for Ross and I. So that's why, you know, it was important for us to know which room we got because of the size and the furniture we were getting. So we decide the rooms that we are going to be in, and like bedrooms, for example, the different people in the home, if you have children. Then the next step is what would be the first room that you would want to set up, and tell everybody why?
Well, the master bedroom is the first room that I emphasize to focus on.
Okay.
And we need to feel supported at the end of the day, you know. Mm-hmm. Moving is really not for sissies. And I mean it can be exhilarating experience, really, or it could be totally terrifying one. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when all said is done, we need to feel relaxed, and so at least the bedroom provides us with this. So I always recommend you not stock boxes in that space of the room. Keep that room clear, so at least you have one room to begin with where you can go and relax.
And I liked, I'm sure, I know Christopher will acknowledge this, and Jeanette, you know me very well. I'm very organized and into detail. And I had said, with us buying new stuff in advance, I had asked you, you know, what we should look at buying for our room, you know, colors and different things. And you had mentioned that our bedroom would be nice to have a chandelier.
That's correct.
And do you want to share with people, like, you know, around that?
Yes, of course, of course. Now, you know, everyone has their own thought, but in feng shui, we look at the direction as well. Your bedroom's in the southwest. That's representative of an earth energy.
Okay.
And so crystals have the energy of the earth, and the lights have the energy of fire, which feeds the earth. So they work very, very well in that space. It's also something, an element that is not always expected walking into a bedroom. And so it actually is a very nice effect, especially if you can get some, you know, a dimmer light on that. But basically, it was just sort of to control the element in that space to support you.
Now, that's what you had said for us, and we love our bedroom, and our kids love our bedroom, and our grandchildren love our bedroom with that crystal chandelier in there. Would you say then, would it be good for everyone to have a chandelier in their bedroom, or was that just specifically because Ross and I and our birthdays and our elements and all that?
Well, this was custom. You know, each home is different, and I certainly wouldn't say to be placing, you know, water and earth element in perhaps another direction of the home that would not be conductive to it.
So I wanted to share that because, Christopher, I'm sure you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm now going to have to put a crystal chandelier in my bedroom. So that's not necessarily the way. Right, Christopher? That's what you were thinking, wasn't it?
I like crystal chandeliers, though.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I thought maybe you'd think, oh, no.
No.
That's good. That's good.
You know, Sue, and Chris, I wanted to share with you that my southwest direction in my home is my laundry room. And I have a crystal chandelier in my laundry room.
Oh,
well, how about that? All relates to North End suds and laundromats too.
That is. I don't know how to answer that one. Well, you know what? On that note, why don't we take a break? And when we come back, let's talk about. You look at this before you move in on the inside, but let's look about the outside space. What you want to look at for that too. So, folks, keep your paper and pen there. If you don't have one, grab one. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jeanette will share more about feng shui in your new space. And call in. Don't be shy. Jeanette is here to help you. The number's 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. And while we're on the break, check out my website at AskSueLondon.com. And to book a feng shui consultation with Jeanette Hunter, go to FengShuiWithJeanette.com. So we're going to take that quick break, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this message.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day.
Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have the amazing, the incredible, my favorite feng shui guru, miracle maker, Jeanette Hunter here with us today, and we are talking about feng shui in a new space. Before the break, we were saying, Jeanette, that we were going to talk about outside, but before we do that, let's talk about before you move in, what you need to do, because this is really important.
Well, my home is just incredible in the sense that it was cleaned and things were taken care of before I actually brought them in the home. So this is something very important about letting go of items from your old home that will no longer be used.
Yeah.
You know, things that you had intentions on moving, or pardon me, of moving upstairs perhaps to use and you never did. Mm-hmm. Items that brought you grief, perhaps items that you've carried from a previous relationship and you're still holding on to them for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's a perfect time to deal with it before moving into your new space by, you know, having a garage sale before, prior to your move, giving it away, putting it out of the curb. That's what I do. I put everything out to my curb and it's gone like in no time.
Yeah.
I just love that. Something else that you can do if you have the time and the opportunity is to go in there and to give it a really good clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of us like to move into a clean space, but what happens is that when you're actually working on a space, whether you're cleaning it or painting it, is that it provides an opportunity for your home to feel your energy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, you know, and so doing so while you're in a good frame of mind, you know, you don't want that bucket and say, oh, geez, I hate doing this, because really you're embedding that energy in your new space. So try to keep, you know, in a positive frame of mind when you're cleaning, painting, even if it's not your favorite part of the moving process.
And, you know, one of the things when you said about letting go, I think I told you this story. When Ross and I moved into our house before this one, that was the first house we came together as a couple / the Brady Bunch with our kids, our two, you know, families of kids. And so it was like he left his house and I left mine and we got our stuff together. And when I first met Ross, I have to say he wasn't very organized, and he's learned so much better over the years, as Jeanette, you've noticed. And he did not clean stuff out or let go of stuff. And when we were starting the process of coming to this new house, we did exactly what you said. We did have a big garage sale. We sold stuff online. We gave stuff away. Our kids, you know, had whatever you need to take. The one area that is really important that people don't think about is going through pictures. And I did not know that when we came together in our last house, Ross had his wedding picture still from his previous marriage. And so he took a good, you know, period of time and went through all the photo albums and then cleaned that out. And when we came here, there was one picture he missed, and it went out the door very quickly, let's say. So, you know, pictures are an area that people don't look about. Mm-hmm. Right? Right?
That's so, right. And the other point I'd like to make also is perhaps the audience have heard of the reference of space clearing a home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, homes have memories as we do.
Yes.
We don't think of it in that term, but the energies from past events in that space, it lingers inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so by going in there and cleaning and painting, and perhaps if the past experience in the home was not so positive, you may consider having your feng shui practitioner come in and do a clearing. And this is something that we're all trained in doing.
Yes, and I did that as well in our homes.
A lot of different background nationalities actually. You know, this is part of moving into a new space.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on the culture, but many cultures will have me come in and do this as well.
Yeah, and that's good. I know when we came into this house, again, we were the first owners, but I was feeling the energy of the construction workers. So it doesn't matter, folks, if you are buying a house, going into a new space that, you know, was previously owned, or it's a new space, you know, built for you. You do want to clear that energy. It is so very important. And I totally agree with you on that one, Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about how the surroundings affect us. As you know, Jeanette, when we came here, again, it was a brand new house and we did not have grass yet. There was lots of changes happening and I was feeling dizzy. Do you remember how I would say to you, did we make the right move? Let's talk about how surroundings do affect others.
Very interesting, especially if you're moving into a new development where perhaps there are only a few homes and there's a lot of wind, for example, in the space. It's not very pleasant, especially if the sod hasn't been laid and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of dust in the air. But the other thing is that we're not able to harness the chi, the energy at the door, which is really the beginning of a healthy environment, is harnessing that energy to come into the front door and to circulate, just like the mouth, your mouth, the oxygen coming in. We want that to come into the house and circulate. Well, when there's too much wind in a new neighborhood, then it becomes very difficult to harness it, and people feel off balance, and there's just so much going on in the environment to begin with. So that's one thing to be aware of when you're moving into a new space that's just being developed.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that you want to be looking at is your neighborhood. How is your neighborhood affecting you? And now if you've moved with the guidance of a feng shui consultation, then these things would have been pointed out to you previous. And this is where, you know, sometimes we have no control of our environment, and so we're best to move to another environment that would be healthier for us. But say we have found a healthy environment and we're moving in, we want to look to see if the neighbors, if there's blockage, you know, maybe of trees that need to be trimmed back. We want to promote some energy to come into our space. We want to make sure the windows are not covered with trees. We want to cut back some shrubs. Those are all very important. And also to slow down the path of chi by a curved pathway. If there's too much coming at the front door, we can, at that point, if it hasn't happened, we can redevelop and design the front walkway to our home. We want to remove trees or structures that are blocking our front door. That's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we want to encourage that to be open.
Yeah.
And designing a backyard space, you know, it applies a lot of energy and investment, and so it's always good to understand what your back space represents prior to designing. So we take a look at that with the consultation as well.
Now, as you know, Jeanette, and listeners, we, as I mentioned, we had moved into a brand new house, right? No landscaping, no fences, nothing. And we had a situation happen here a couple weeks ago. We had put up a snow fence because we have dogs and we wanted to let them run around, chase their ball and stuff like that. And we had a bit of a situation come up with one of our neighbors, and I called Jeanette and I said, hey, what's the deal here that I'm sensing there's a shift in energy since we've put this fence up? Do you want to describe a little bit, you know, what happened there without really going into it, Jeanette? because you said about the protection with the fence.
You know, the thing is, we're affected by our environment, but our environment is affected by us as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so by placing something in a space, it may affect people around them, not always in a positive manner, because it may evoke emotion, you know? And so, you know, for some people, a fence represents protection, you know, protection for the home, as it is for yourself with your dogs, protecting your dogs. But for other people, they may get the message that they're not wanted.
Right. And this is something, without going into detail, the fence was actually telling us that it was protecting us and pointing out a situation. So, you know, it was just amazing. But I guess we should go in more detail about that, because what was happening, I was feeling this crazy, beyond crazy urge to clean our bathroom. I mean, completely clean our bathroom. And here it was all about reputation. And when I was talking to Jeanette about what the heck is this fence and I'm cleaning, and here there was, you know, a neighbor saying some things. And so this is when she said it totally makes sense about it all. So it's just amazing. And you're just amazing. And on that note, we got to take another break. So hold on to your notes there, Jeanette. And folks, hold on to your seats. We'll take this short break. And when we come back, Jeanette will share more about what to look for when you're buying a new house. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit themichellebondshow.com and step into your new reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have Jeanette Hunter here today, folks, and we've been talking about feng shui in a new space. Now, before we go on and have Jeanette share about signs and clues to look for when you're house hunting, Christopher, you got a question there, my friend, right? You want to ask it now?
Yes, and I feel this is so important because in today's lifestyle, I think our second home, especially for the busy person, whether you live in this country or Canada where Sue is or anywhere, to keep up with the economics of life, our second home is our automobiles. So my question is, I've got a rather large vehicle for the radio station, and I had all of the seats. I preferred not to have the seats for the back. It's a Ford Transit Connect. So I have a bunch of equipment all piled in the back. And in the very beginning, I said, I'm going to keep this thing neat. And this is the very same vehicle, Sue. You remember the story? I was
the
so upset.
States.
Yes, I was so upset about that. Well, let's just say we've come. It still looks nice on the outside, but we've come a long way since 2011. And it's needing a little help on the inside. I don't know, you know, what goes where. I'm putting all of my important paperwork in the glove compartment. And then I've got a little thing in between, you know, up on the dashboard where I stick other important papers. It seems that paperwork and important papers are kind of just cluttering everywhere. And I'm afraid to throw things away. And I'm wondering, what is the secret to good, if there's a such thing, of good feng shui in an automobile?
Well, that is actually a very good question, Chris. The automobile, you know, it should be treated like your own home. It really, so anything that is not being used on that particular day or week, then I would leave it home. I would certainly not use it as a suitcase or a catch-all. And, you know, so many people do. I know a lot of people who do this. Giving it a good vacuum. I know all these things take energy, but really, there's not a better feeling, is there not, when you walk into or get into your vehicle and it's clean, you know?
Absolutely.
You're able to concentrate much better as well, you know, when you have more space around you. So I would definitely delegate a space for items that are in need, and those other things that you're not being are not being used at that time, Chris, I would leave at home.
It's one of those, and I agree with you, and it's one of those I'll get to it later mentalities, and it's so tough to break out of that. And I'm so good with the, you'd be very impressed with the radio studio, but when it comes to the vehicle, that almost, I hate to put it this way, but it almost becomes like a dumping ground.
And
I'm trying not, I'm trying really hard not to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is conscious, you know, for sure. It's, you have to set that mindset, or you choose a day of the week and you go, you know, your down day where you have time to spend 10 minutes, give yourself 10 minutes to go at it. And this is something I need to do with my car, Lola. You know, and Lola she loves attention. She was just at the garage this week. You know, she thought it was like a spa night. She got to stay there overnight. And so paying attention to her vehicles, you know, when it's something that we need, especially like you're saying, away from home, something that we spend a lot of time and we want to make sure that it's safe, number one, and that it's clean and that it's not cluttered.
Well, I thank you very much. And I know Sue wants to move along to her next thing, but thank you very much, Jeanette.
No, but you know what? You brought a good point up because, I mean, Jeanette and I had a conversation just earlier today, Chris, that I know Ross is really struggling where to put paperwork in his office. And, you know, finding the right spot. And, you know, he's got piles everywhere, not knowing where to put it. And that's what, you know, we got to figure out next for him. So it seems like an ongoing problem for a lot of people, doesn't it, Jeanette?
It is.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, that was a good question, my friend.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Ask more, you know. So clean your car, and I thought you were going to say you had more spaghetti stains, and I was going to have to get your mom to call in again, you know.
No, about 10 spaghettis later now, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, what can we talk about, you know, house hunting, what clues and signs to look for?
Definitely. Very important. Environmental and landform. These are both classical feng shui-based understandings. One of them is stay away from an environment that you cannot change. You know, we've spoken
before.
What's
an example? Give an example.
Living near a hospital.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, you hear that siren. Every time you hear that siren, you know, what goes through your mind? Or a police station is another one. You want to be aware of water situations. If there is a flow of water, is it moving too quickly, you know, either in front or behind your property, or is it stagnant? You want to be aware of the water situation. Are there water issues?
Okay.
Those all represent our emotions.
Oh, okay. You know? What about a train? Can I ask you, what about a train?
Boy, oh boy. You know, you really... I just spoke with someone who grew up next to the tracks. So there is always, always that sense. They say they don't hear it anymore, but it does affect them, of course.
Really? Okay.
It does. And nowadays, we're very environmental aware of, you know, the not just our environment, but all around. And wind towers have become very, very popular topic as of late.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that's a place that you want to be living near.
Okay.
If you don't have to, you want to look at the history from previous owners, the predecessor laws, what we call it, you know. Was there something, you know, very bad that happened there? Did the bank have to take it over? We want to see what kind of energy has been left in that home.
Okay.
We want to look at the landform. Does the backyard have a downward slope? That signifies lack of support.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you could change that, though, can't you? Like if you loved the home, but you had the landscape like that, could you not do something like putting up a fence or change the grading or something?
Well, not always.
Are you
not always able to change the grading, you know, because of the water. And if it's something, as I said earlier, that you cannot change, then you want to be taking that into consideration. Is it too windy where you are?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a house in the middle of nowhere with all this wind? Is it a T-junction? This is a very popular thing where you have a road coming right towards your home.
Okay.
And that's very unnerving. You're always feeling as though, you know, you have that energy coming towards your home.
Wow.
Are you close to, say, an electric pylon? You know, do you have a lot of electrical situation around you? There has been some association with some illnesses with that as well. So we want to be aware of that.
Now, everything that you're sharing, if we have listeners that are saying, oh my gosh, that's exactly where my home is, that's what I have, is there things in feng shui that you can do to help with those situations?
Not always.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very realistic. You know, I'm a firm believer in making things as simple and as uncomplicated as possible.
Okay.
There are some things that we cannot change with the landform. And this is why, you know, if you're already there, you know, just ask yourself, what's been going on since I've, you know, been living in this space? Has there been a lot of illness? Has there been loss? You know, what is going on?
Okay.
And that will really give you some incent or, you know, some idea of what, how you're being affected by your neighborhood.
And can I share too, we are out of time, but I found this was really important that when we were building our house, when we have been looking for other houses, Jeanette had shared, don't have a bathroom at your front door entrance. We switched our bathroom and put it where the closet was, and the closet's where the front door is. Very important as well, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Jeanette, my friend, we're out of time. You are amazing. We will have you back. Folks, I've got Jeanette coming back in, I think, October, and we're picking out the colors for all our house for the next step in our feng shui. But we will have her back, and I'm sure we're going to be sharing about that process with y'all. So make sure you check out Jeanette and book a session with her. Go to fengshuiwithjeanette.com. Jeanette, as always, I love you, my friend, and thank you for sharing your amazing knowledge.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
We do have our fun, don't we?
We do.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And next week, I want you to join us, because if you are considering doing teleseminars or, you know, teaching people other than in person, I'm bringing on Dave Sheldon, and I'm working with him currently about how to do teleseminars and where to start. He's going to help each one of you with the process for your businesses. So join us next week with Dave Sheldon. Now, on behalf of our guest, Jeanette Hunter, myself, Sue London, and my amazing producer, Christopher, who does empty his garbage cans now, we all wish you much love and many blessings, and we look forward to inspiring you again the next week, the same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.